So this sitting at the in the period after lunch is often the one where we most are likely to battle sleepiness. So let's do a bit of chanting. So we don't have any chant sheets, but we'll do it call and response. So it just means listening and chanting back. I'll chant with you as I you'll see how it works. So these are that we're taking refuges. We're first of all we're paying homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. And then we'll take the refuges and the precepts. So this is a very traditional way of beginning a period of practice in monasteries in Asia and in the West. And really when we chant, it is also a directly affects the energy systems in the body. Research shows that the vagus nerve is affected by the sounds, the resonant sounds of singing or chanting, and a lot of benefits to us to open up these channels by sounding, making sound, especially sounding together. So I am aware that we are in kind of post-COVID, sort of still COVID times, so maybe not, you know, with your full volume. So, so again, I'll chant a few syllables, and then we'll chant them together. Namo tassa, namo tassa, bhagavato, bhagavato, arahato, arahato, samma sambuddhassa, samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa, namo tassa, bhagavato, bhagavato, arahato, arahato, samma sambuddhassa, samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa, namo tassa, bhagavato, bhagavato, arahato, arahato, samma sambuddhassa, samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang, buddhang, saranang, saranang, gacchami, ami. Buddhang, buddhang, saranang, saranang, gacchami. Dhammang, dhammang, saranang, gacchami. Sanghang, sanghang, saranang, saranang, gacchami, gacchami. Dutiyampi, dutiyampi, buddhang, buddhang, saranang, saranang, gacchami. Dutiyampi, dutiyampi, dhammang, dhammang, saranang, saranang, gacchami. Dutiyampi, sanghang, sanghang, saranang, saranang, gacchami. Tatiyampi, tatiyampi, buddhang, buddhang, saranang, saranang, gacchami. Tatiyampi, tatiyampi, dhammang, dhammang, saranang, saranang, gacchami. Tatiyampi, tatiyampi, sanghang, sanghang, Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Panatipata Ve Ramani Sika Padang Samariyami Adinadana Adinadana Ve Ramani Sika Padang Samariyami Kamesu Kamesu Michachara Michachara Ve Ramani Ve Ramani Sika Padang Sika Padang Samariyami Musawada Musawada Ve Ramani Sika Padang Samariyami Sura Maraya Majapama Majapama Dattana Ve Ramani Sika Padang Samariyami Irang me silang Irang me silang Magapala Magapala Pachayo Pachayo Hotu So taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha is taking refuge in our own potential. Taking refuge in the Dhamma is taking refuge in the truth of the way things are. Taking refuge in the Sangha is taking refuge in the community of seekers, practitioners, stretching through the generations back to the time of the Buddha. And when we take these precepts, these five precepts of non-harming, in a way we are acknowledging that our actions do make a difference. By committing not to harm living beings, not to take that which is not given, to respect and honor the relationships of those around us, pay attention to our sexual energy by refraining from speech that is angry or full of ill will, frivolous or unnecessary. And by refraining from intoxicants that cloud the mind and cause heedlessness. In each of these ways, we create a field of safety for those around us. We create one of the key conditions for establishing a practice which is non-remorse. So as we settle into an afternoon of practice, please reflect on your own goodness. This is one powerful way we can gladden the mind, is to reflect on our own virtues. So this might be reflecting on your care of a friend. Or your care of an elder. Or your care of a child or a young adult. Truly, it is in the relational world that we uncover our own potential. To grow in kindness, in patience, in acceptance. Likewise, we can call to mind the goodness of another, a friend, a teacher, someone whom we have observed even at a distance. A historical figure. We can touch into that deep appreciation and wonder, even awe, at the energy expended on behalf of others, the vision. Perhaps you would like to speak the name of that person, if someone is coming to mind. Just say their name into the room as a way of honoring them. Nelson Mandela. And now call to mind an experience of wonder, awe, mystery in the natural world. It could be something recent or from another time in your life when you were quiet and receptive in the woods or by the shore or on the mountain. What sounds did you hear? Was the air warm or cool? Where did you sense movement and energy, dynamic forces at play? Was there a stream or a river or a bird in flight? Reconnecting with that moment. Feeling it alive in you in this moment. And now letting go of the visualization. But retaining any echo, any resonance, anything that lingers. So as we receive the teachings of the natural world, we are gradually and steadily remembering, reminded that we are part of nature. So being a part of nature, we care for ourselves in this strange time we live in. In order to offer our care, So feel yourself in your sitting posture. The upright spine, like a tree reaching for the sunlight. And in the same moment, grounded in the earth, verse 35 of the Dhammapada. Dunigahasa lahuno yatakamani patino chitasa dhammato sadhu chittam dantam sukhavaham. Commendable is the taming of mind, which is hard to hold down, nimble, alighting wherever it wants. Mind subdued brings ease. Commendable is the taming of mind, which is hard to hold down, nimble, alighting wherever it wants. Mind subdued brings ease. So again, when you hear the sound of the bell, see if you can remain attentive to hearing. And then in your own time, at your own speed, preparing to stand and move, put on shoes or boots, and go outside. Maintaining this continuity of mindfulness, bringing a sense of wonder and interest to the transition, to the movement. Even in this short space of time of practice, we have been building momentum. So we can care for that momentum.